Driving season is in full swing, and an unexpected car repair can cost hundreds, even thousands to fix, ruining your road trip. That's why I recommend getting extended coverage from CarShield. A new water pump could set you back over $500. Replacing your AC can cost as much as $1,500. With CarShield, the dealership or your favorite mechanic can do the work. CarShield does the rest, getting them paid directly. Save yourself from high repair bills with CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Benson, or visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. CarShield.com, a deductible may apply.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It's drip, drip, drip. We keep learning more information. The story keeps changing. Now it is clear that they had a specific meeting to gather dirt on Hillary with a Russian lawyer with close ties to the Kremlin. Donald Trump Jr. Said that he specifically went to the meeting with the hopes of soliciting negative information about Hillary. You know, it's starting to smell more and more like collusion to, I think, the public. But most importantly, we really need to get the facts straight on this.
So it's not smelling more and more like Teen Spirit, because I thought that's what it was smelling more and more like. I was like, oh, my God, does that smell like Teen Spirit? It does. I love Teen Spirit. What a great album. John Podesta right there. I don't know if you guys have heard, but Donald Trump Jr. met with a stripper at a coffee shop in New York City. I'm just kidding. He met with a lawyer, apparently. I tried to take this serious, and I looked at my, I have a big bucket right next to me. He's like, oh, I give a care bucket. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go into, I give a care bucket. And there's just, I'm not giving a care. I'm trying to. I am. I got a lot of sound bites. Listen, this is Tim Kaine. Do you guys remember him? Do you ever see the movie Solomon Kaine? It's a great movie if you've not seen it. I really liked it. But you guys, you know, that's for another time. This is Tim Kaine.
We're now beyond obstruction of justice in terms of what's being investigated. This is moving into perjury, false statements, and even into potentially treason.
Treason, you say? What kind of treason is it? You know, if he was a privateer, we would have to take him out, make him walk the plank. Be more entertaining, wouldn't it? I would like it better. He met with somebody. First, it all happened before there was any there as far as the whole Russia thing. Secondly, he released all of his emails. Take a look. Does some of it look stupid? Do we have to investigate? Yes. Does the Trump administration and the people that have surrounded Trump do more to drag this crap on than ever before and make people go, Yeah. Here's a brilliant move by Trump, though. It's a brilliant move by Trump. Trump has, for all intents and purposes, got his people to think that everything that is negative against him is fake news. So the people that follow him, and there's a difference between somebody's like, I voted for him, but I wasn't a fan. But at the same time, I couldn't stand Hillary, and I hope he does good things, but I'm not, you know, I'm not sold on Trump forever. Because there's a lot of people out there. There are millions upon millions of people out there that voted for Trump but weren't followers. There are two types of people in this. You have people who are followers, almost cult-like at times, and you have people who are ready to do all they can to destroy Trump and also cult-like in their hatred of him. And then there's the rest of us people who I think are a bit sane. We're just doing our thing, right? Treason. Stupidity, yes. Ignorance, yes. A little bit of a high horse thinking that you could do some stuff and maybe get away with it kind of thing. Absolutely. But as far as treason, no. No, sir. I do not believe it is treason. I do not believe he was hoping for the downfall of the government. I do not believe of any of that. What he should have done, though, in fairness, and I said this yesterday, is he should have alerted the FBI and the powers that be and said, look, somebody's called us and said this, and you guys should investigate. The way that Russia works is pretty simplistic. They have spies, and then they have people who are business people around the world who will feed information here or there to the powers that be back in Russia and they will do with it what they will. It's, you know, it's, you know, it's nothing big. It isn't. And the lady that was there, I don't know if she said she looked. The Kremlin didn't send me. One thing is suspicious about this lady is there was an act put on about there was a dissident who was kind of a whistleblower who ended up being killed while in custody. We slapped a bunch of sanctions on him. Those sanctions weren't against Russia, but against high-ranking officials inside of Russia, therefore hurting them when it comes to business and stuff outside of there and banking and deals like that, which the Kremlin would be interested in seeing reversed and the whole adoption thing. That's kind of like, that summarizes it. And so she used the loss leader of, hey, I got info and dirt and ugly stuff on Hillary Clinton, and you guys may want to use it, you know, may help your campaign. Now, remember, this is all before Russia became the Russia thing. This was before that. So there wasn't any, I dare I say, if today there was a contact like that, I would hope that they would say, I want no part of this. And in fairness, Don Jr., at least when he was called out afterwards, after hemming and hawing and giving some bizarre stories, came out and released his email chain, and away we go. Here's Chuck Schumer.
The emails are the end of the idea pushed by the administration and the president that there is absolutely no evidence of intent to coordinate or collude.
Now, is there any collusion? No evidence of that. Is there anything that has been done that has shaped the way that people voted? Were there any votes changed? Were any of that stuff? No. But does it look ugly? Yes, it looks ugly. It looks stupid. It looks ignorant. It looks overreaching. And I'm not saying that all of us wouldn't have maybe taken an opportunity if their parent or their brother or sister or somebody was running for higher office not to get dirt, even on a small level. You would probably want to get something. It was stupid, though. It really, really was. But this is it. And of all the people, look, you know what? If this is Bernie Sanders, and the amazing thing is when I talk to Democrats, they're so pissed off because they think in some way, shape, or form that Hillary was completely destroyed because of this, not realizing that when all of that crap came out through WikiLeaks, that the DNC and Hillary conspired to destroy and to make sure that that old cantankerous man didn't get a fair shake and had all the chips stacked against him and that she was essentially going to be it and they were going to do all they can to stop it. And they're embarrassed because people found out about it, not because of the act. Look, I'm over it. I am. I think we all are. I got people texting me today, well, you know, people saying, look, this is right here. It proves that he and they are guilty. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. You know? No, it doesn't. It does not prove anything. It proves stupidity. It proves ignorance. It proves that somebody needs to start learning how to make better choices. But it doesn't prove guilt. Doesn't prove anything. Now, are they going to dig deeper? Yes. Potentially someday, could they find something that could be ugly? Yes. Do I think it goes up to the president? No, I don't. I do not believe so. But this could have been handled better. And for those of you who are out there, you know, and I'll get a bunch of fake news tags. It's fake news. It's fake story. And that's the brilliance of Trump. Trump has managed to get the people that love him, that follow him, that are blindly devoted to him, that will never, ever, ever for a moment conceive in their mind that maybe, just maybe, there was some stuff here that looks kind of ugly. It's all fake news. It's all fake news as far as they're concerned. And what a brilliant thing. He can now feed his people the information that he wants. Come here, baby birds, let me feed you. The way that he wants to feed it to them, and they're going to believe it. You listen to my show because I come to you with the reality of the situation. I was debating today how much I really want to talk about this. And the reason for that is because when I look across the board and when I talk to people, much like I did this past weekend when I was at special needs swim and stuff like that, and today when I was out getting something to eat, and when I talk to people, it's about things like healthcare. It's about things like jobs. It's about things like fixing the deficit and the debt. It's about things about trade and how can we start to fix trade, what NAFTA did to American jobs, how can we make it fair. It's about those kind of things. It's about regulations. How can we start to roll back some of these just god-awful regulations that are choking us out? And you can see what it can do if they do it right. Government shouldn't be the end-all to be-all in your life. The problem is, while you need to be self-sufficient and you need to be the driving force in your life, government can do one thing. They can step in and make things tougher. And that's a lot of times what they do. But when you start breaking down the things in life that the average American who wakes up each and every single day thinks about, cares about, and worries about, Russia is not one of them. In fact, this may be the absolute number one soundbite of the year. And I tell you, I listened to it, and I listened to it again, and I was laughing. In fact, I'm going to play it when we get back, because it is so good. It is the soundbite of the year from somebody from Texas that knocks it out the park when it comes to reality and soap opera drama. Chad Benson Show.
Giving the First Amendment a run for its money. This is the Chad Benson Show.
Let's see. So before we went to the break, I said I have what I consider to be the soundbite of the year. Gather around, everybody. This is for us Americans who don't live in a certain area of the country and are hyper-focused on a certain thing. And this is brought to you by none other than the one, the only, Theodore Cruz.
When I'm in Washington, every other question is about Russia. But when I go back to Texas, nobody asks about Russia.
Boom! And then he dropped the microphone and punched the reporter in the throat. No, he didn't. But that would have been hilarious, right? People are like, what's wrong with Ted? I don't know. He's angry. But he's right. He's right. Listen, God, that was great.
When I'm in Washington, every other question is about Russia. But when I go back to Texas, nobody asks about Russia.
Oh, I can feel the chill going up my leg. Oh, wait, I spilled. Listen, that sums it all up. You're in Jacksonville? Do you wake up in the night and go, God, did Russia collude? Or do you wake up in the night and going, oh, God, I gotta get up early this morning. I gotta get all the lunches made. I got a doctor's appointment at 10:15. So, you know, Sadie's got a performance at noon. My husband is out of town on business. I got to get the dogs to the vet. Oh, can't, Russia. Oh, jeez. Can't, right? You're in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. You wake up in the middle of the night. You're like, I don't know if I'm going to make payroll this week. I mean, we're doing well and we've grown, but I've had to buy a bunch of stuff and it's going to be tough. And I'm going to have to tell my wife that we're going to be short again for us just to make payroll. I don't have to borrow money off the credit cards. Oh, wait, don't worry. Russia. I got Russia. God, thank the Lord. Nope. Those are what people in America think about. Not this crap that all these other people throw out there. You're hyper-focused on this, and where were you with all the other stuff with Hillary? You didn't seem to care, and you care deeply about this. I don't care. I didn't care about the Hillary crap, and I don't care about this crap. I care about the day-to-day world that we live in and what affects us every single day. What affects us every single day. Speaking of every single day, we do this every single day right about this time. We make you hip. We make you cool. We call this your Urban Word of the Day.
It's time for the Urban Word of the Day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban Word of the Day.
All right, so your urban word of the day is perfect for all of you out there who have a sugar daddy. Maybe you're thinking to yourself, you know what? I could definitely have a side daddy, which is another daddy that gives you some more money. Oh, yeah! Right? Like, maybe that lawyer, right? Perfect example. her sugar daddy is Pooter, and she thought, well, you know, Donald Trump Jr. may be my side daddy. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
The world's most famous Muppet, Kermit the Frog, may start sounding a little different very soon.
That's because the puppeteer who has provided Kermit's voice is being replaced. Steve Whitmire began voicing Kermit after the death of Muppet's creator, Jim Henson, back in 1990.
His replacement has worked on Sesame Street for 30 years, and he will begin performing Kermit next week.
Kermit the Frog? First of all, if you didn't know Jim Henson, and I met Jim, this was Jim Henson. Hello there, I'm Jim Henson. So you're like, what? That's fine, you're Kermit. Yes. Oh, that's cool. So like, could you do other voices? No, this is, you know, I like doing Kermit. Like, okay, you can stop now. No, okay, stop what? Oh, okay, weird. Why do birds suddenly appear every time they are near? So there's a new voice. How do you feel if you're the guy that's been doing Kermit for 25 years? And they can your ass. Like, that makes you sad? It's got to make you feel bad, right? But I don't do anything else. I think he does a few other things, like Rocco the Rat or something like that. But that's it. That's a butt kicker right there. That's a wah, 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 wah. You got to come home and break it to your kids. Well, kids, Kermit the Frog is no longer part of my life. Sorry about that. Danny's going to have to get a regular job. Oh, my God. It is... That is one of, you know, people always say, like, what are dream jobs? And I've been fortunate enough because I do voice work and stuff. And it's the greatest thing in the world. I've got friends who are big time voice actors who, you know, are, their voices are everywhere. And for a while there, I was on that way. But the talk radio is my dream. It's the passion that I love. And I love doing both. And now I think there's a good balance there. But it is the greatest thing when you land a great role, whether it's a cartoon or this, that, and the other. And, you know, you can tell your kids that you're in, you know, whatever, Moana, and it's just, oh my God, you know, you're it's amazing. But then like, that's a one-off, right? Or maybe you're in a series, and now you have to come home and you don't get to play Kermit. Although, oddly enough, when I was reading, I think the guy only played Kermit like 50 times in those 25 years. There's not a lot of call for Kermit, apparently. Not a lot of call for Kermit. 844-DIG-CHAD. You can text the program. Love getting text messages, 323-538-2423. Got some stuff from our good buddy Mitch McConnell that is interesting and that should make us all smile. Stuff that matters. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
There's not illegality in meeting with someone for even if it was based on getting political opposition research. That's not illegal. There's no allegation of illegality in it. What's interesting here is, and this is what's interesting to me, is no one's focusing in on who the person that conducted the meeting.
And let's be real. What he said there is getting dirt on somebody's not illegal. Now, the Secretary of State, that's probably something, you know, should they have found out something that was untoward or that could have potentially been bad for us, that's one thing. But getting dirt, not illegal. That's Jay Sekulow, the guy who's working with the president right now as his outside attorney. Dude seems to be, you know, on it. And this is a story because the media won't let it go. This is a story because the media is going to continue to beat the drum, continue to put it out there, continue to put it in front of you day in and day out in hopes that somewhere along the line they'll get lucky. And as I've said, and I will continue to say, and most people have, I didn't make this up, but a clock, even a broken one, is right twice a day, right? And I think that's their hope. Throw a bunch of crap against the wall. Whatever sticks, we'll run with. I'm not saying that we should investigate. And you know me, if you listen to the show, I'm not a never-Trumper, but I am not a fanatic. I'm a person who looks at each and every individual issue and situation with objectivity, and I want to deliver the truth based on the information that I have. That truth could change because you may only get 70% of the story. You find out 100%, everything looks different, right? But there is still is no there there. But this is not going to go away. Not tomorrow, not on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and by Sunday, something new will have cropped up. There'll be another meeting of somebody at some point in time, and we'll be back at it on Monday. All the while, the spotlight should be on the Senate and what they're going to do. Can they get health care done before their August recess? Well, what about this, Mitch McConnell?
We will be in session the first 2 weeks of August that we had originally anticipated not being here.
Yeah. Right? We do need, we got to get a trumpet. It is so, I think that he's the guy, like, I would hire a trumpet to follow him around. So when he walked. So 2 weeks, right? You think they're mad? You're like, oh, dude. Mitch is totally making us stay in. This sucks, man. We can't go out and have recess. Remember when you were a kid and it would be either too hot, or it would be rainy or snowy, and you couldn't go outside. You had to stay in. Recess was kind of indoors, right? And it kind of stunk. And that's kind of what he's making him do. Get to business. Get to business. Business number one that is in front of you that you can deal with at this moment, at this time, is health care. Repeal and replace. We have seen what the House gave you. We have seen what you gave. CBO has ranked both of them, and now you are telling us there may be some new stuff coming out.
We will be laying out a revised version of the repeal and replace effort. On Thursday morning, we hope to have a CBO score by the beginning of the week.
Beginning of next week, they hope to have a new CBO score, revised score.
We'll be
there. You go.
He's laying out a revised version of the repeal and replace effort. On Thursday morning, we hope to have a CBO score by the beginning of the week.
I don't know what that's going to look like. And I don't know if it's, you know, right now, if you look at the polls for what the Republicans have presented is crap. There are polls out there that if you look across the board at what the Republicans have presented to us, people aren't happy. Conservatives aren't happy. Progressives are unhappy. People who are just middle left or middle right are confused and unhappy. And they're scared. So what do you do when you're scared of a situation, when you're fearing that you may lose something that you desperately need, but you know it's expensive and you know that there's a good chance it's going to fail somewhere down the road? It's better to have something now than to not have something at all. But no, it's going to die, right? It's on life support. Beep. It is. Now they need to fix it. Government decided they want to get involved, so now they need to fix it. So he's saying, hey, we got to stay back. We're going to have to work, but it's not just health care.
We've got the defense authorization. We've got the debt ceiling. We've got the FDA user fee and other important legislation that we need to address.
Lots of stuff, kids, lots of stuff. Get to it. Get to work. This is your J-O-B. That's job for those of you who are not good spellers. This is your gig. This is your job. You need to get to work. You need to get stuff done. If you roll through that 2 weeks with nothing, and maybe you stay another week and nothing gets done, and then all of a sudden we're into September, October, November, and you've got very little done. Man. Give us this, and we'll give you what you want. Well, no, give us a little bit more. No, and we'll give you what you want. No, give us the presidency, and now we'll have it all. And then here you are, and you've not delivered. You've not delivered. And it's not that easy, but it shouldn't be this difficult. It's almost like you want to walk in and go, how do you make something that should be so simple look so difficult? Do you try? Is there a class for that? I'm just curious. I really am. You know, for all the crap that we talk about, and we talk about a lot of stuff here, because I love talking about just about, you know, you name it. You name it. Everything. Like, I want to give you as much in life as I possibly can when it comes to a broad choice of information and infotainment. And we sit here and we discuss stuff like Don Jr., right? And the insanity of what's taking place and the fact that, you know, okay, here comes New York Times with this or breaking news with that. And, you know, Trump tweets out today, I applaud my son for coming out and being as transparent as possible. Good for him, you know, whatever. And boom. And then you get somebody like Ted Cruz saying, hey, look, you know, it's all Russia, 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 Russia here in the Beltway. I go home. Nobody ever says Russia. Because they care about other things. And I was talking to somebody and I said, you know, the whole Russia thing is a perfect example of how something so ridiculous, something so idiotic. And look, it's our democracy, but our democracy wasn't breached. Remember that. They have looked. Our democracy wasn't breached. No, nothing was changed. If they come up with 450,000 votes were changed here, 200,000 votes were changed there, then we need to have a sit down and talk. But our democracy was our democracy. It stood strong. And even though things happened that were ugly and that were nasty and that we should all be pissed off about when it comes to Russia, and we should, don't think that we shouldn't, it's still the how does it affect you scenario. And I can't get anybody to give me an answer on how this affects them. But I will tell you this. I've got a flow chart here on certain situations. All right? So here's the flow chart. You guys can follow along with me. And this is something that could affect anybody, any one of you, especially if you have young children and or you're addicted to this item. This is water. Water is wonderful. It's the elixir of life. There are fish in it. You can swim in it. You can catch fish. You can drink it. You can do it. Is amazing. This is electricity. It's amazing. Cook your dinner and it could cook a man, right? So think about that. It can cook a dinner and cook a man. It can provide you, oh, incredible things. Equally awesome. Water and electricity together, bad. Water, electricity, and a cell phone, even worse.
Madison Coe had so much of her life ahead of her. She was a basketball player and number one chair with her tuba in the band at Terra Vista Middle School.
She's just sweet to everybody, and everybody loved her.
Her family says Madison was in the bathtub and grabbed her phone that was plugged into a charger in a bathroom outlet.
There was a burn mark on her hand, the hand that would have grabbed the phone, and that was just very obvious that that's what had happened.
Now, it's a tragic story, and by the way, she could probably play tuba for our Mitch McConnell situation. But it is, how, first of all, why are you taking your phone around water? Right? Secondly, why do you have the need to have your phone around water when it's plugged in to a place where electricity comes out, knowing full well, she doesn't sound like she was stupid, that electricity and water don't mix, right? That doesn't work. Let's go over the flow chart again. It's a big chart here. Water, great. Elixir of life, fantastic. Electricity, great. Amazing. Cook a man's dinner, absolutely fantastic. Together, not like Reese's peanut butter cups, right? Not like that. Together, bad. Together, very, very bad. Dare I say more people will probably be affected by people who do things like this with a cell phone next to water plugged into electricity than be affected by Russia?
Madison's family believes this terrible accident is something that could happen to anyone. But now their mission is to make sure it doesn't happen again.
We want something good to come out of this as awareness of not using your cell phone in the bathroom as it's plugged in and charging.
First of all, this can't happen to everyone. I'm sorry. This is common sense says this does not happen to most people, right? Is that wrong? Am I a jerk? probably a little bit of a jerk. And it's like you feel bad because you're like, oh, that's horrible. And at the same time, you're just the addiction of the phone. You just can't put it down. And I was telling producer Phil, you know, like I'll go and, you know, when I go to the gym and you'll see people and their phone is their iPod. And some people, you know, that's what they have. They carry it around with it. I get that. But then I'll go and I would swim and I'd sit in the jacuzzi and I would see people who didn't have their phone, their earplugs or anything like that, their headphones. They're just sitting inside the jacuzzi playing with their damn phone, watching Netflix or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? You just can't put it down for 5 minutes, like 5-10 minutes. Oh, geez. There better be a line in that healthcare bill for computer and electronics addiction. I'm putting it out there. Chad Benson Show.
Why get oily, greasy takeout when you can have fresh Chad 24/7? Free of charge at ChadBensonShow.com. Click on Chad's podcast and enjoy freshly canned Chad. Catch the Chad Benson Show on iTunes, too, and nibble to your heart's content.
Today was Amazon Prime Day. Lots of good stuff. I got more stuff sent to me as far as, you know, I've got the app and they would send stuff and you do this, you do that. Look what's on sale. You can grab it now. Kind of. It was incredible. I knew what was going on all day because Amazon made sure that I knew. And I was laughing my ass off because I was like, I wish government ran this way. Because if government could, if you could know what was going on. Now, we know what's going on kind of as far as when stuff happens. I mean, but if you don't follow, right, you don't follow people or if you don't get the news alerts, you're just, it's, man, they were on it. It was amazing. I was like, this is great. This is great. They were just rocking and rolling. Just boom, 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 boom. I saw that there is, you could get 3 tablets. I think it was three 8-inch HD tablets for like $119 or something. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, how amazing is that? How amazing is it that we live in a world where we can order 3 8-inch HD tablets for $120? They're almost disposable, like tissues. Get rid of them. Got a new one. Get rid of it. Got a new one. Don't like the way this one works. Hey, you know what? This one's ran out of juice. I'm throwing it off the wall. Boom. God, that's gorgeous. I love it. Last night, I did something super old school. I watched a thing called baseball. I know it's crazy, but yes, it's exactly what I did. I watched the Home Run Derby. And in the Home Run Derby was a guy by the name of Aaron Judge. He's 25 years old. He's the Yankee superstar. He's got 30 home runs already this year. And he is he's a beast. He is 6'7", 282 pounds with 7% body fat. And he looks like Paul Bunyan, and he hits a ball a mile. In fact, last night he hit one so high and so far, it hit the top of the roof, and they didn't really know what to do with it. But he's transcending the sport. First of all, he's half black, half white. He's a good-looking kid. Even though he's a giant of a man, he's still a kid. You can see he looks like he's 12. But how he's transcending sports is amazing. And this is something I find to be so interesting is, here's a kid who, you know, again, Yankee, which helps. If he's in Kansas City or if he's in, you know, Seattle, maybe he's not a star, but he's in New York City. And you've got the guy that wins the Home Run Derby. He's got 30 home runs. He's killing it this year in baseball. And the size. He could have played basketball. Damn good. Could have played football. He's bigger than Gronk, who is a ginormous man. But he chose at a young age to play baseball. And you're finding more and more of the youth of America who are athletic and who are big and who could play football are choosing other sports. They're choosing basketball. They're now starting to choose baseball. And for a while there, and what we're starting to see happen is a lot of them have been choosing soccer. They're over the violence of it all because they're looking up and they're saying to themselves, hey, not only if could I make it one day, if I do make it, the money's amazing. It's far bigger than football, and I'll be able to talk to my kids and my grandkids. That's always good, right? I told Phil this earlier. I watched the 3-on-3 Ice Cube Basketball League, and Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf played. He's almost 50 years old. This is the guy that was Colin Kaepernick before Colin Kaepernick. He plays in this league. If you've not seen it, it's a bunch of former NBA players who play a 3-on-3 kind of professional basketball. It's really interesting. It's fun to watch. It's a good brand of basketball. It's interesting. He looks like he could still play in the NBA. Minus Herschel Walker, who is a one-off in football. You show me most 50-year-old NFL players, and they don't look like, not only could they not play in the NBA, they don't look like they could make it through a Pop Warner football game. And that's why last night, watching this Aaron Judge kid win the home run hitting contest for the Yankee superstar, this is the signal right here where I think football has hit its zenith and it's starting to come down and other sports are going to take advantage of the negative press and they're going to run with it. And I don't blame them. I have a 7-year-old. He loves football. There's no chance in hell he's playing football. Zero. Zilch. Nada. 844-DIG-CHAD. Text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Like us on Facebook, Chad Benson Show. It is the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.